Enjoy a slice of life with Moo's Pizza, not just with their takeout, but also with what they have been giving back to the community for the past 13 years. It feels amazing to celebrate 13 years this June, said Moo's Pizza founder and owner Melissa Cottam. The customers that come though here are so great, as well as the staff. We have built a little family here, and sometimes people that left 10 years ago will stop in, and have now started a new family and career. It's been really phenomenal, our community is really amazing. Cottam has been a part of this amazing community her whole life as it was where she was born and raised, growing up on a dairy and vegetable farm in Westholme where she worked alongside her family for many of her younger years. She was nicknamed Moo by her mom as a baby, and the name stuck and is what she is affectionately known by in the community. It's been great growing up here, small town, I love it, said Cottam. There are so many great people here. To earn some extra dough at 16, Cottam started working at Hotspot Pizza in Duncan where she worked for 11 years. The pizzeria had two other locations, including one in Cobble Hill. Cottam had her hands in a few other pies over the years, that weren't pizza pies, including driving a gravel truck in Duncan during the spring and summer season, and working the rigs all over Alberta, including Edmonton where she lived for a short time during the winter months. It was a good experience for me, and I worked with a lot of great people, but it couldn't compare to the island. Upon returning to the island, Cottam decided to get down to business and put her years of experience with pizza to good use while catering to the needs of the community when she saw that the former Cobble Hill Hotspot location had become available. Rising to the occasion, she decided to move in and took it over as Moo's Pizza in June 2012, and since it has become a hot spot in its own right. It was something I knew how to do well. My old boss at Hotspot was a real mentor to me and taught me a lot. So when the space became available I thought why not try it out, said Cottam. I decided to use my nickname, because everyone knows me as Moo. The people have spoken and when it comes to choosing pizza in Cowichan Valley, residents could sink their teeth into a slice from Moo's Pizza until the cows come home, as from 2020 to 2024 they have been voted best pizza in the valley for 5 years running. It's such an awesome feeling, I love it, exclaimed Cottam in excitement. It makes us feel great, people are so good to us. It's amazing to us because there are so many pizza options out there, but the community loves and we love them right back. In crust they trust and when it comes to toppings Moo's has come up with some of the best combinations. They also prepare dinners in-house Monday to Saturday, have a nice selection of desserts as well their Moo's sticks which are breadsticks covered with garlic spread, and matzah, great to dip, and to add an extra zip to any of their many award-winning pizzas. Cottam's personal fave is Moo's combo which consists of pepperoni, mushroom, onion, and sausage, to which she always adds black olives and pineapple for herself. We have created a lot of different pizzas such as our potato skin themed one which has roasted potatoes, sour cream, bacon and onion on it, said Cottam. We do a feature every month which people love to try and have done everything from a Reuben pizza to a chicken fiesta, one which comes with black beans and I've found that people really like to try those out. Moo's currently has 12 staff members, a number that fluctuates, said Cottam, and may bring in a few more come the end of summer as business picks up. Cottam's team consists of order takers, cooks and delivery drivers. One of my favorite parts of this journey has been the people I get to work with. I have an amazing staff and would be nothing without them, they are truly great people, said Cottam. Our community and customers are fabulous too, it's so heartwarming to see the same people on Friday nights, it's just so cool that it has become what it has. Cottam is always thinking outside of the pizza box, and believes in giving back, a value that was instilled in her by her mom at an early age. My mom was a super generous person and always gave her time to help with Christmas baskets and hampers each year, said Cottam. She was very giving and loved to give gifts to everyone. I feel that while we could go and spend a couple of $1,000s on advertising or what have you, that often that money could be better spent on helping someone who really needs it. Moo's has done this in myriad ways since day one from offering up a free pizza to someone who lost their pet, to fundraising to help with a veterinarian bill, or helping a sick child in the hospital, such as the fundraiser she helped spearhead for Cohen Hotchin back in January to assist with his complicated health journey. We organized a beer and burger fundraiser with some of my friends who are known as the Dream Team, who helped with the silent auction, and then Red Arrow stepped in for the fundraiser, said Cottam. We raised just under $37,000 in total. I believe the silent auction alone raised $17,000, plus we sold tickets and a band donated their time, and of course it took the community to gather all of the gift cards and prizes, so it was a real community collective that we were fortunate to take part in. They also helped another little boy named Xander in the same fashion this past March, where if customers added Musa sticks to their order, all the proceeds went to him. We also raffled off 2 flannel jackets in March that we use for fundraising only, so if you own one, it means that you donated to a big cause, said Cottam. Through that we raised $2,750. The jackets were $2,000 and we raised $750 through their Musa sticks. Collecting money for food banks over the years, and providing pizzas for school take and bake fundraisers, which Moos does throughout the school year, are just a few of the ways that Moos continues to be a cut above many. Cottam notes that franchises such as Dunkin's Dairy Queen and Panago are also well known for giving back as well. Their last take and bake fundraiser wrapped up with Adige Studio on May 14. It's a great thing for us to be a part of, said Cottam. We have had some sell 80 pizzas, and others who have sold 790 pizzas. We only charge them a certain amount and then they set their own price and keep the difference, so it all depends on what the specific school is charging for them, so it really varies, and is ultimately up to them on how much they sell. They can be kept in the freezer, and then thrown in the oven to be cooked whenever they are ready to do so. Little things mean a lot, and often cement in people's minds that a local business cares. We are local, so we want to help locals and the community that supports us, said Cottam. The drive that Moos has in the community is nothing short of remarkable. They also help promote the products and services of other local businesses as they give them the opportunity to advertise on the back windows of their delivery Moo mobiles. Cottam is always looking for new windows of opportunity to give back and has been involved with the Cody Classic since its inception in 1999. And gives to the annual Stuff the Truck event each year as well. Moos also make a difference in the community where an organization, club, or sports team can apply to be the charity of the month. All that is required is that they hold onto their receipts from Moos and enter the name of their club or charity for the luck of the draw. Moos then gives back 2% of the amount from the receipts collected for the month. The winning name is pulled and posted on Moos Pizza social media platforms such as Instagram and Facebook. Those who wish to enter can also do so by emailing Cottam directly at moo@moospizza.com. One example is if a local sports team is buying pizza for the players all throughout the month, we'll give back 2% of what was spent here for the month, said Cottam. We will continue to do the charity of the month throughout the summer. For May and June it will be for Francis Kelsey Secondary's dry grad. They are collecting receipts to help pay for that, then come July, we'll be drawing for a new recipient. We recently were able to help out a local dog rescue as well. They are open Mondays and Wednesday through Saturday from 4 to 8 p.m., and are closed Tuesdays and Sundays. To see what's on the menu, visit moospizza.com. We are just going to keep being us just as long as we can, said Cottam. It costs you absolutely nothing to be kind, and I find that some people are really starting to lose that. I feel that the world is so overstressed these days that people forget that it takes nothing to hold open a door for someone, or greet a stranger walking down the street. I hope that people see what a lot of local businesses, not just Moos, do to give back to the community, and I hope that it inspires people to follow suit and continue to be kind, because it costs nothing to do so.